Chapter 4. To Mr. Breckinridge's. Holmes and I put on our coats and hats and went out into the cold winter street. The sky was dark over our heads. We walked east, and in a quarter of an hour we stood in front of the Alpha. Holmes opened the door and we went in. In the pub, the owner, Mr. Windigate, gave us some beer. "Is this beer good?" Holmes asked him. "I ask because I know your geese are very good. Mr. Henry Baker told us all about your goose club."
"Oh, yes, but those geese weren't our geese. They came from a man with a little shop in Covent Garden. Breckinridge is his name."
"Thank you, my good man," said Holmes. We paid for our beer and drank it. Then we walked out of the warm pub and into the cold night again. "Now for Covent Garden," said Holmes. And we walked down the street past the British Museum. "Remember, Watson, it all began with a goose, but it finishes with 7 years in prison for young Mr. Horner. Perhaps we can learn more about this interesting case in Mr. Breckinridge's shop."
We walked south and soon came to Mr. Breckinridge's shop. Breckinridge and a boy were at the door. It was nearly time to close for the night.
"Good evening. It's a cold night," said Holmes. "How can I help you?"
asked Breckinridge. Holmes looked at the empty shop window.
"No geese, I see," he said. "There are some in that other shop, there behind you." "Ah, but I came to you because I hear your geese are very good. Breckinridge's birds are the best," he said.
"Who said that?"
"The owner of the Alpha."
"Ah, yes. He had 24 of my geese 2 days before Christmas."
"They were very good birds, too. Where did you get them?"
"I'm not going to tell you," said Breckinridge angrily. "Again and again, people come and talk to me about those geese, and I don't like it. I paid good money for them. I took them to the Alpha, and then I forgot all about them. And then all the questions began. Where are the geese? How much do you want for them? Who did you sell them to? Why are people interested in them? I don't know. They aren't the only geese in London, you know."
"I know," said Holmes. "But who asked you all those questions before?"
"Not me. I had nothing to do with that, you know.
But now I need your help. We ate a goose at the Alpha, and I say it was a country goose. But my good friend, Dr. Watson here, says it was a London goose. Which of us is right? It's an important question. £5 goes to the winner."
"Well, then, you lose, and your friend is the winner," said Breckinridge. "That goose came from London."
"I can't believe that," said Holmes.
"A pound says I'm right."
"Very well," said Holmes, and he took out a pound. "I'm ready to pay, but I know you're going to lose your money."
Breckinridge laughed.
"Bring me the books, Bill," he said.
The boy brought two books to him. Breckinridge opened the little one.
"This is my address book," he said. "When people sell their geese to me, their addresses go in here. Country people on the left and town people on the right. The numbers after every name are page numbers in my big book. Read out the third name on the right, said Breckinridge. Mrs. Oakshott, 117 Brixton Road, number 249, read Holmes.
Then Breckinridge opened the big book.
And this is my in and out book, he said. Let's look at page 249. Here we are. Mrs. Oakshott, what can you see for December the 22nd? 24 geese from Mrs. O, read Holmes. All 24 to Mr. Windigate at the Alpha. There. What do you say now? Said Breckinridge.
Holmes put his pound into Breckinridge's hand angrily.